You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The National Company Law Tribunal has granted a 33-day extension to Future Retail's administrator to complete its ongoing insolvency process, with the new deadline ending on August 17th. The tribunal's Mumbai bench, which heard a plea by the company's resolution profession on July 17, had granted the extension under corporate insolvency resolution process. The company had received the Committee of Creditors meeting for the extension at its meeting held on July 5, FRL said in a regulatory update. On April 14, FRL had received the NCLT approval to extend the date for complete its resolution process by another 90 days to July 15, after the earlier deadline expired on April 16. The debt-laden firm had extended the deadline multiple times earlier. Meanwhile, US-based First Solar will have invested $700 million in its upcoming 3.4 gigawatt solar module unit at Sriperumbudur near Chennai by the second half of 2024, its country managing director Sujoy Ghosh told FE. The company has fast-tracked indigenization of component sourcing to qualify for production-linked incentive by as early as 2025, and he said, adding that it has no plan to import materials from China. He said, quote, "We are focused on building our supply chain locally for the plant to start commercial shipments by this October. The plan is to meet local value addition threshold required under the PLI scheme by the end of 2025, unquote. The PLI threshold goes up to 90% over the 5 years. In the aviation sector, Air India and engine maker CFM International have finalized the order for engines that will power the airline's new fleet of 210 Airbus A320, A321neos, and 190 Boeing 737 MAX family aircraft. The mega aircraft order was first announced in February. Both companies also signed a multi-year services agreement on Thursday that will cover the airline's entire fleet of LEAP engines. The agreement comes on the back of continued issues faced by Indian carriers such as IndiGo and grounded carrier GoFirst with Pratt & Whitney, with services engines of the same aircraft types. Over to IPOs. Yatharth Hospital and Trauma Care Limited has set a price band of ₹285 to 300 per share for its initial share sale, which will open for public subscription on July 26, according to market sources. The public issue will conclude on July 28 and the bidding for anchor investors will open on July 25, according to the Red Herring Prospectus. The IPO comprises a fresh issue of equity shares aggregating up to ₹490 crore and an offer for sale of up to 65.51 lakh equity shares by the company's promoters and promoter group entities. The firm intends to utilize the net proceeds for repayment of debt, funding capital expenditure expenses, funding inorganic growth initiatives through acquisition and other strategic initiatives, and for general corporate purposes. Now the most important part, according to Income Tax Department's data, more than 3 crore returns for AI 2022-23 have been filed to July 18, while over 1.5 crore ITRs have been processed by the taxpayers. Experts have, however, noticed that tax filers often miss small details or make some minor mistakes, especially when filing by themselves, which either leads to defective returns or fewer refunds. FE Money got in touch with some tax experts to understand the minute details taxpayers generally miss. These mistakes include the selection of an incorrect ITR form, mismatch in Form 26AS and IAS, reporting income from equity and dividend income, quoting incorrect personal details and disclosure of income and foreign assets, among other things. Moving on, amid concerns raised by certain NRIs, OCIs regarding their permanent account numbers becoming inoperative, the Income Tax Department has issued fresh clarifications and suggestions. According to the Tax Department said, non-resident Indians and foreign citizens whose PANs have become inoperative due to non-linking with Aadhaar should submit proof of their residential status to the jurisdictional assessing officer for operationalizing the PAN. Linking of PAN with Aadhaar is not mandatory for NRIs and OCIs who have confirmed their residential status to the tax department. However, many NRIs have complained that their PANs have become inoperative post the end of the deadline for Aadhaar PAN linking on June 30th. Lastly, the automobile sector. Kia has announced prices for the Seltos facelift in India. Prices for the compact SUV start at ₹10.90 lakh and go up to ₹20 lakh, both ex-showroom. The Korean carmaker has added more features and a new turbocharged petrol engine in the updated Seltos. Bookings for the facelift at Seltos commenced a week ago for a token amount of ₹25,000. The 2023 Kia Seltos is broadly classified in seven variants, namely HDE, HDK, HDK+, HDX, HDX+, GTX+, and X-Line. The pre-facelift Seltos was first launched in India in August 2019 and since then has sold more than 7.5 lakh units domestically, in addition to 2.5 lakh exports. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.